Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers. Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you've joined me on today. It is such a crispy day here in Detroit, and I am just thanking God for the love affair that he and I share. It is totally beyond compare, and I just thank him always, 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 because he is just worthy of our praise, and he's worthy of our worship, and I just love him, and I'm just so excited. Got up this morning with prayer and praise and devotion and some more prayer, and now I'm ready to just dive right in on today. And today we are observing Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and I just want to say Dr. Martin Luther King is one of my all-time heroes. He's probably right up there in the top three. Jesus is always number one, but he's right up there in that top three is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I thank him for all that he has done for us in order that we could experience the experiences that we experience right now, the freedoms that we experience, especially as African Americans, and even as a woman here in America. And I just thank him for it, for accepting the call that God placed on his life in order for him to make a difference. And in making a difference, it has enabled each and every one of us for us to be able to make that same difference. So I am so glad that you have joined me on this afternoon. We can always call this dream day, a day that you can dream, a day that you can look to go higher, a day that you can look to expand your mind, to expand your horizon. This is dream day. We celebrate Martin Luther King and all of his accomplishment as a drum major for peace. We just celebrate him as a Nobel Prize winner, but even more as a dreamer, a person who dared to dream, a person who dared to proclaim his dream, to say, I have a dream. So I do want to direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org. You want to go out there, you want to make sure you become one of our subscribers. We are truly looking forward to you being a part of all that we are doing. And I'm telling you, it's only beefing up. So you want to make sure that you connect to us in order that we can help you become everything God envisioned, so you can experience what God saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. So I'm just excited that you have come to be with me on this afternoon. And it is my prayer, it is my hope, that in the process of you, being here, this 30 minute plus, sometimes we go over 30 minutes, most times we do, that you will have gone to another level in your mindset when it comes to dreaming, when it comes to taking your dreams to the next level, hoping that you will begin to dream bigger. I can remember several years ago, or a few years ago, I had a dream, and in the dream, but in the dream, I can remember the message that came to me was to aim higher, dream bigger. You're dreaming too small. You're aiming too low. You need to aim higher. And I do believe that that's what has to happen with each and every one of us, that when we dream and we dream big dreams, don't just take those dreams and put them on a shelf. I think about Joseph in the Bible, where Joseph had a big dream. He didn't understand the dream, but he knew he had this big dream that seemed like it was really impossible for that dream to happen, but it was a huge dream. You know, you think about Mary. She had a big dream that, that something was going to happen that had never happened before, that she was going to be impregnated by the Spirit of God, and then she was going to give birth to the Son of God. So we just, I mean, you know, dreams are as big as you want that dream to be. Whatever you can, if you can dream big, you will be able to achieve it. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about having big, lofty dreams. Not for you to get rid of average in order for you to begin, in order for you to begin to dream bigger and to live even bigger. And so that's what we're talking about on today, and we're going to dive right into it. I want to just share some things with you. I think in order for you to begin to live out your dreams, and especially living a larger life, that you want to live larger, that you're dreaming bigger, and that you're living larger, you got to enlarge your capacity of faith. Because faith enables you to believe for the impossible. Faith enables you to be able to have, to imagine everything that God had imagined for you. Faith enables you to walk out that God is doing exceedingly abundantly, abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power that works inside of you. Faith allows your imagination to run wild. And if faith allows your imagination to run wild, that means your faith enables you to dream big dreams. And not just dream big dreams, that you will know that you will achieve those big dreams. That's what faith will do for you. Faith will enable you to step out and say, I know that if I can dream it, I can achieve it. If I can imagine it, I know that I can make it happen. That's what faith is going to do. Now, how? What are you going to do to enlarge your faith? You're going to get into the Word of God every single day. You're going to begin to find those scriptures that's associated with that big, lofty dream that you have, and you're going to find those scriptures that are associated with it, and you're going to put those scriptures alongside it, and you're going to begin to speak those scriptures and speak your dream into existence. Because every time you speak it, every time you hear it, it becomes a part of the essence of who you are, and your belief system increases that that dream is going to happen. So you want to communicate your big dream every day. Make it a reality by saying it and having others to say it as well. How do you have others to say it? You put it out there on, you can put it out there, use social media, your website. You make sure that it's your mantra. My mantra is that I'm helping everybody become, that I'm encouraging people to become everything God envisioned so they can experience what God saw. And it's for all across the world. So it's a big dream. So if my dream is limitless because there's no containments on my dream. It means that it encompasses everybody that God has ever created, because everybody is at some juncture in their life where they need to go higher. And that's what you have to understand. You know, when you think about people like Steve Jobs, Dr. Martin Luther King, they had big dreams. They had big dreams, and they believed in their big dreams. And because they believed in their big dreams, it has made our life the better. Bill Gates had big dreams. Oprah Winfrey had big dreams. And you can have those same big, humongous dreams yourself, and you can achieve them. President John Kennedy, he dreamed that we would get to the moon, and it was fulfilled. A big dream, a dream that had never happened before. Dream big dreams. Dream dreams that you know you can't humanly do by yourself. You know that God will be right alongside you making it happen. And if you can accomplish the dream yourself, it isn't big enough. Dream bigger. Dream the biggest dream that you could ever dream. And in the process of dreaming it, begin to know, I can achieve this dream. I know I'll be able to accomplish this dream. All you have to do is get it inside of you and know, I can accomplish this dream. And I'm going to tell you what happens. You will dream and think, this is a big dream. But when the dream begins to unfold, it's going to be even bigger than that, because God said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, much more than you could ever think, dream, or imagine. So that means that whatever you dream, that dream's going to be even bigger than that. And I think that's what you have to hold on to, that whatever you dream, the dream is going to be bigger than that. The dream is going to take you to another level. The dream is going to be so expansive and so big, going to not only blow others' mind, but first it's going to blow your mind, because you're going to know that this dream only happened. It didn't happen because of me. It happened because God was in it. Always make sure that God is in your dream, because when God is in your dreams, God's going to take your dreams to another level. Can you imagine when Joseph dreamed that his father and his brothers was going to bow down to him? All he was thinking about probably was right within the confinements of where they lived. He never thought that he was going to be over all of Egypt, really. He was second in command over all of Egypt, and people were coming from everywhere, the east, the west, the south, and the north, in order to get his wisdom. He never thought that. He never thought that that would ever happen. He had a big dream, and his dream could not be fulfilled. Only God could fulfill his dream. Your dreams will supernaturally catapult you into a place that you never thought. It will supernaturally give you favor with those that's in places of power and places of influence. How big are you going to dream? How big are you going to believe in your dream? It takes you into another realm, into another mindset, into another place of being. So you have to have a dream, and if you want, and if you have to have a dream, if you want the dream to come true. Now, I can say for certain, if you don't have a dream, the dream will not come true. I think all of us can say that for certain, that if you don't have a dream, the dream will not come true. So you got to have a dream, but if you don't have a dream, the dream will not come true. It's simple as that. So you got to have a dream. Begin to dream. If you feel like you don't have a dream, then begin to ask God to give you a dream. And I'm telling you, when you begin to ask him, he's going to give you a dream. And God's going to give you a big dream. And it's going to be a dream that not just impacts your life, but it's going to be a dream that impacts everybody's life, that you come into their sphere of influence. And I'm going to tell you, what is the sphere of influence? It's wherever your dream impacts someone's life. And I'm going to give you a for instance. Martin Luther King's dream is still impacting all of our lives. That is his sphere of influence. That's his sphere of influence, is that his dream is impacting all of our lives. That's a big dream, a big bodacious dream, that a man who lived almost, who died almost 50 years ago, that his dream is still impacting our lives. So what did I say about that dream? That your dream is going to always have an impact of those that come into your sphere of influence. Who is your sphere of influence? Anybody. That is impacted by that dream. We're still being impacted by Steve Jobs' dream. We're still being impacted by President John Kennedy's dream when he said we should get somebody to the moon. So your dream, when you begin to dream, realize that your dream is not just about you, but your dream is about everybody else that comes into your sphere of influence. Every author that has ever written a book, everybody that has read that book and been impacted by that book is in their sphere of influence, and their dream has had an impact. Every speaker, every time T.D. Jakes speaks, every time President Barack Obama speaks, everybody that's touched by that speech, their sphere of influence, that dream, that big dream, at some point, President Barack Obama, he grabbed a hold of this dream. And when he grabbed a hold of this dream, he began to say, I can be president? Wow. Whoever thought a little African-American boy would ever be president in our lifetime? time. Dream big. The bigger you dream, the more your dream is going to come true. And don't have little baby dreams. Don't have them little mamsy-pamsy dreams. Dream big. God wants us to dream big. Why do God want us to dream big? So God can be glorified. So God can show himself strong. So people can know that there is a living God. When you dream small, are you doing God a favor? I just don't think so. I think that you have to dream bigger, 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 biggest. Why? Because God wants to show himself strong in your life. Give God that opportunity to show himself strong in your life. I'm telling you, God is doing amazing things. And you know what? You have to dream for something different from what you already have. Expand your mindset to embrace a huge dream. If you already have it, stop dreaming about it and dream about something better. Dream about something bigger. If you already have it, it's not a dream. It's called reality. So you want to dream about something that's bigger than you, that's bigger than life. Aim higher. Dream bigger. Dream the biggest. And I'm telling you, it's going to come to you. Everything is going to come right to you when you begin to take your dreams into another realm, into another place, into another mindset. Embrace huge dreams. What is it that you feel that you want to do? Maybe you wanted to do it 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, but you always thought it was too lofty. You always thought you couldn't achieve it. Go back, pick up those dreams. They're sitting there saying, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up. And they still want those dreams still want to come true. Go back, pick up those dreams. And when you begin to pick up those dreams, guess what's going to happen? Big things are going to happen in your life. You're going to begin to live large. Why? Because you believe in the bigness of the dream that God has placed inside of you. That's why you're going to begin to live large. You're going to begin to pursue your dreams with passion. And you know what? When you begin to pursue with passion what God has placed inside of you, everything else follows. Because, you know, the Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Now, I believe when we're seeking the kingdom of God, you know what that means? We are seeking the big dreams that God has placed inside of us. And when we seek those big dreams that God has placed inside of us, everything else will follow. All the people that we need to make it happen, all the resources we need to make it happen, everything else will follow because you are passionately in pursuit of what God has placed inside of you. Wow, that's a mouthful. But I'm telling you, when you begin to start living your dreams, I'm telling you, doesn't it make you excited about living your dreams? Doesn't it make you excited about going back and picking up those dreams? And I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your color. I don't care what size you are. It doesn't matter. If you got a big dream, you go after that big dream. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot dream big, and even more, that you cannot achieve your big dream. When somebody comes along and somebody says, well, you can't do that, you tell them, shut your small mouth. Because I can deal with your small words, because I'm living and I'm going after big dreams. And if you can only speak small words, shut your small words mouth. Go talk to somebody else that has that smallness of mind, that want to speak those small words. Don't talk to me. Don't have time for that smallness. And I'm telling you, you really have to do that. You have to tell them, shut your small words mouth. You dream small, you speak small. I dream big, I speak big. So if you want to speak to me, you need to begin to speak big words. Because people will come along and they'll try to speak all type of small things in your life, telling you what you can and cannot do. You can't do that because of such and such. You can't do that because of such and that. I'm telling you, tell them to shut their mouth. Because who are they? And ask them this question. Did you create me? Did you give me the dream? I just don't think so. So if you didn't create me and you didn't give me the dream, that means that you can't stand there and tell me what I can and cannot achieve. You have to be bold and let people know. I remember being a young girl, and this other young girl from down the street, she wanted to speak my destiny. You don't know my destiny. You're not my God. You don't have the right to speak negative words in my life. Who gave you that authority? I'm telling you, you have to take authority over your dreams and your aspirations from people. They don't have a dream. They don't want you to have a dream. They ain't trying to achieve a dream, and they don't want you to achieve a dream. So you have to stop them in their tracks and say, you know what? You not get out of here. Just get out of here. That's what you have to do. And I'm going to tell you somebody else you got to do that to. You got to do that to the devil. Because he going to sit there and he going to try to tell you, you can't live your dream. You can't do this. You can't. Tell him, shut your stinking mouth. My God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's what you have to tell him. Shut your stinking mouth. You don't know me. You don't create me. You don't know my future. You barely know my past. You don't even know my present. Get radical. You got to get radical with this. This is your dream. And you want to live your dream before you take your last breath. There are people waiting for you to live out your big dreams so they can live out their big dream. So your big dream is just not about you. It's about somebody else. They just waiting. Oh, I want you to do your dream. Please do your dream so I can live out my dream. They don't know why they have this anticipation, but they know that it's somebody that's supposed to come and speak into their lives and help them live out their dream. But you over there, you are too afraid. I can't. And somebody needs your dream so they can live their dream. When they were in Egypt, Pharaoh needed Joseph's dream. If Pharaoh did not get Joseph's dream, all of Egypt would have perished. All of that whole region would have perished. Our dreams are so big, and they have such big influence. So stop dreaming small. Stop being small-minded. Let's be big-minded. Woo-hoo! We're going to have you have to have a vision for yourself for the long-term future. Big goals are achieved over time. Big dreams are achieved over time. You know, every dream that's been given to you, believe me, it's not going to happen right now. It takes time. It takes nurturing. So when people say their dream happened suddenly, you know it wasn't suddenly. You know that you've been going through the process. You know that you had the dream, and then the dream had to grow, and you had to do what was necessary and along the way. And sometimes you want to give up on that dream because the dream was so big, and the dream will bring some pain with it too, because you're gonna be thinking, oh my God, this is too big. I can't take it. What am I gonna do? You're gonna keep pursuing that dream. That's what you're going to do. You're not going to give up on your dream. I don't care how big your dream is. You never, ever give up on that dream. You continue to pursue it. I don't care how tough it may get. It's toughing you up. So when you get to that big dream, you're ready to embrace it and everything that comes with it. So along the way, you're being toughened up. Joseph was toughened up from the pit to enslavement to the prison to the palace. By the time he got to the palace, people could throw stuff his way. Hey, Joseph was ready for it. So by the time you get to the fulfillment of your big dream, you're ready for whatever comes your way. Because your faith is being built up. You've been expanding your faith. Big dreams always include people. You can't accomplish that dream by yourself. If you can accomplish that dream by yourself, it's not big enough. Your dream got to get bigger than that. Because if you can do your dream by yourself, what kind of dream is that anyway? That small little dream. Get rid of that small little dream. Expand it. Make it bigger. Make it go all across the world. Make it as big as the earth. Because if you can do that dream by yourself, why spending time dreaming on a little dream when you can dream on a big dream? It's going to take the same amount of effort to achieve it, so you might as well dream big. Why dream small when you can dream bigger and bigger and biggest? Why? Because there are more people that you're going to influence their lives. Martin Luther King had a big dream. Yeah, it started out at Montgomery, Alabama, but you know what? it has expanded to include the whole world, and not just the whole world, but generations that's continued to come is still making an impact on their lives. So stop dreaming small. You're not only going to impact those today, you got to impact those that's yet to be born. Dream big. Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Why? Because some people say, oh, it's taking so long. Let me tell you something. If you go out there and you're going to make a snowman, do you think that snow just going to all be right there, that big ball for the bottom, the middle ball for the middle? You're going to have to go out there when that snow falls. You start with a little ball, and you keep rolling and 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 rolling. This is called process, rolling and rolling and rolling till you get that ball to be as big as it needs to be. And when that ball gets to be as big as it needs to be, you know what begins to happen? Your snowman begins to form, that big snowman. You couldn't see it from that little tiny snowflake, but when you sat there, you packed it together, and you begin to roll it and roll it and roll it and roll it, and then you did one, then you did another, then you did another. Your dream keeps building on itself, but if you don't do anything because you're despising that you only got this little small snowflake that you can barely see, then you're never going to get to that big dream. Your dreams have to have a launching pad. It has to have a beginning. It has to have a small beginning. But you always have to keep your sights on the big dream. Don't get caught up in the inertia of the small beginning that you're not doing what's necessary in order for your dream to become bigger. Don't get lost in that. Because your dream is bigger than that. And I want to tell you something. When you begin to pursue your dream with passion, when you have gotten over the fears and everything else, people are going to be trying to throw distractions. And you know what? The enemy always going to try to throw. He's going to hurl something at you that's from your past. And you know what you're going to do? Like a boomerang. You're just going to duck so it can go back and hit him in the head. That's what you have to do. These are your dreams. These are the dreams that God has given you. These are the dreams that God wants to make big in your life. And you have to say, I'm going to do whatever it takes in order to live my dream. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me. And I'm going to stop dreaming small. I'm going to dream big. That's how America was formed. They dreamed of a better world. A better place where we can live out our freedom, that we can have freedom of speech and freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to bear arms. They believed in this. Look where we are now, when they came together and wrote that Constitution because they were tired of being in bondage to Britain. Where would we be? Where would we be if our founding fathers had not stopped and said, let's do something to make this a better world? We're the superpower of the world. Where would we be as a nation? That's what you have to know. That God is saying, I want you to dream big. I want you to have lofty dreams, and don't let anybody take you off your dream. And you know what? Your dream should transform the world. It should make an impact on the world. The disciples, when they begin to understand what Jesus had left them, they turned the world upside down. Your dream should turn this world upside down, your sphere of influence. It should have such major influence all the time. And that's what you have to begin to embrace your dream. Nobody is going to believe in the bigness of your dream if you don't believe in the bigness of your dream. If you have allowed your dream to say, this is all my dream is going to be, who's going to believe in that? Why would you want to be average? Get rid of average. Dream bigger, live larger. Get rid of average. Everybody can live average. Everybody accepts the status quo. Be a status quo breaker. Say, I'm breaking out of the status quo. And this is what you have to do. I'm breaking out of the status quo. I'm a status quo breaker. I'm not going to be confined to average. I can't accept mediocrity anymore. Mediocre is not a part of my life because I'm going for a big dream. And I know that there are big dreams. I know I'm going to have big dreams every single day. And I'm going to make these dreams happen. This is dream day. Dr. Martin Luther King's, the observance of his birthday, dream day. When he stood up there, when he stood up there at the Lincoln Monument and said, I have a dream. I have a dream. No one ever thought the impact of him standing there saying, I have a dream. You have to proclaim your dream to the world. Every single day, I have a dream. Somebody wants to listen to your dream. And even more, somebody wants to help your dream to become a reality. But what if you never say that? I have a dream. I have a dream. I don't have an average dream. So my dream is not for an average person. I have a big dream. I have a huge dream. I have a dream. I have a dream that's going to impact this world. I have a dream that's going to have reverberating effects, not just in this generation, but for generations to come. I have a dream. I have a dream that it's not just about the geographical area where I live right now, but it expands the globe. I have a dream. And I think you have to keep telling yourself, I have a dream. I have a dream. God gave me the right to dream. So I have a dream. He gave me the right to live my dreams. So I'm going to pursue my dreams with passion. I'm going to dream bigger and live larger. I don't have to accept mediocrity. I don't have to live in Lodabar. Or I don't have to be below the bar. Because my dream means that I don't have to be the tail anymore. I don't have to be beneath anymore. My dream is bigger than that because my God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that I could have asked or think. What dream do you have inside of you? When you begin to think about people that had a dream, you want your dream to shine. You want your dream to glorify God. I'm telling you. And you want people that say they believe in your dream. You need passionate evangelists. Creative and passionate evangelists. You want an inspired team that's working with you in the fulfillment of your dream. And your dream should be concise so you can easily say it. My dream is I want to encourage everybody to become everything God envisioned so they can experience what God saw. And you know what? And it's by any means necessary that I can use whatever communication means in the world in order to fulfill my dream. So you want to come up with something that you can remember your dream. A big dream is nothing if you can't remember it. When President Kennedy had his dream and he spoke his dream into existence, and basically he said, this nation should commit itself before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. Boom. That's a Twitter dream. Your dream can be as concise that it's 140 characters or less. So it can fit in a tweet. So you can continually to say your dream to yourself all the time, encouraging people to become all God created so they can experience what God saw. Boom, there it is. Woo-hoo! That's how your dream got to be. It is boom, in your face. Woo-hoo! There's my big dream. And that's the way you have to feel about it. Bold, they got to be bold. So you want to have lofty dreams. And you want to have dreams that create meaning in other people's lives. Steve Jobs said he had putting a computer in the hands of everyday people. It was a big dream. It was big, bold, and intoxicating. Bill Gates said he wanted a computer in every office and in every house. Look now. We not only have computers, we have cell phones and tablets. We have computers everywhere, watches and all types of things, because somebody had a big dream. I remember when Bill Cosby, and I know people don't want to say his name, but hey, you can't take the legacy away from what he did. When Oprah Winfrey, when they was telling her to sign her contract, and she asked him, how much money should I ask for? And he told her, you need to ask your name, and you need to own it. Tell him you want to own it. That's what you have to do. You got to own your dream. You got to own it. You got to own it. There was a Disney executive, and he was charged with revitalizing the Disney store. And he asked Steve Jobs, one of their largest shareholders, he asked him for advice of what he should do. And he told him, dream bigger. Boom, there's the advice. Dream bigger. That's my advice to you. Dream bigger. A big dream. You want to point that dream to its ultimate destination. But you got to have a clear vision. You got to have a big dream. And you got to be determined that you're going to live out that big dream every single day. That's what you got to do. Do you have a big dream? Do you even have a dream? You need to ask yourself that question. And if you don't have a dream, you need to get a dream. And if you have a small dream, expand that dream to be a big dream. Because God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ever ask or think, dream of. Let your imagination run wild with you. Allow, say, what's the temptation song? Just my imagination running away with me. Let your imagination run wild so you can dream big. Boy, I may cut a record. I may dream big and create my own little CD project. Who knows? But God is so good, and he's so awesome. I'm so glad you joined me on today. I do hope you've enjoyed this. I do hope that you've enjoyed this on today, and that you are dreaming bigger, and that you are going to a higher level, and you're going to begin to expand your dreams. I don't care if you're 2 or 152. As long as you got breath in your body, you can live out your dreams. Your dreams can become a reality, and you can dream big, and you don't have to dream average. Get rid of average. Get rid of it. Throw it out. Write average on the paper, tear it up, throw it in the trash, and say, that's not me anymore. Because I dream big. I dream bigger and I live larger. I'm so glad you joined me on today at Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. I do hope you enjoyed our show. There are going to be some little changes that's going on. We'll be letting you know. But make sure you get to our website, www.TheMePlace.org, so then we can help you not only dream bigger, but help you fulfill those big dreams so you can live larger. So you want to make sure you connect with us. We're doing some awesome things in the upcoming month, 2016, sweet 16. That's where we are, sweet 16. Hallelujah. And I'm just excited about what God is doing with each and every one of us as we just go on higher, to a higher place in him, experiencing the abundant life that God wants for each and every one of us. And he knows it begins with us dreaming big and allowing him to lead, to guide, and to direct us in fulfilling those big dreams. Let God guide you through the big doors to your big dreams. So get rid of average. Dream bigger, live larger. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, shower with blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute
at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.